Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, said to them, "Do you take offense at this? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are Spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe, and who it was who would betray him. And he said, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father." After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." Jesus answered them, "Did I not choose you, the 12? And yet one of you is a devil." He spoke of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, for he, one of the 12, was going to betray him. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome the Reverend Rich Radowski, Director of International Programs for Lutheran Bible Translators.
When I was 9 years old and in the fourth grade, my family joined a Lutheran church and I began attending a Lutheran school. The first time I went to church at our new church, an old imposing brick Gothic revival structure, we walked right up to the big old front doors, and there, carved in wood as the huge handles to the door, were the words of John 6:68, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." Those words stuck with me as a reminder that whatever life was throwing my way, this was the place I could go and know that I would hear the words of eternal life. In many churches, we sing these very words before the reading of the gospel. In Divine Service 1, "Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia." As I have grown older and paid more attention to the words of Jesus as read in those gospel readings, I've sometimes found it amusing that we'll end a reading with some extreme or awkward or convicting words of Jesus and then say, "This is the gospel of the Lord," and we all respond, "Praise to you, O Christ." This is not what was happening for Jesus in the event recorded by John in the 6th chapter of his gospel. Nobody was saying, "Praise to you, O Christ." They were saying, as translated in the ESV, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" Another way of saying this from the Greek is, "This is a hard word. Who can believe or obey or hold fast to it?" So Jesus has all these followers who hear a difficult word from him, and they are really questioning if this is the way they should go. Does this guy know what he's talking about? Eat my flesh and drink my blood? What? So Jesus digs deeper. "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all." It's like he's saying, "You can't think about all I've just said using the categories that you're used to thinking with. That's the flesh. You're only going to grasp these spiritual truths by the power of the Spirit," which would be the Holy Spirit, who of course hasn't been sent yet. Jesus continues, "The words I speak to you are spirit and life, yet," and skipping ahead a little, "no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father." This seems to be the straw that breaks the camel's back for most of the folks following Jesus, and so they turn away. This is too much. This is too hard. And I'm not saying that this is the main point of Jesus' teaching here, but it does make me think that's the temptation for all of us at one time or another, to see the pain and suffering that goes on around us and say, "That's too much," or to go through challenges and struggles in our own lives and begin to grumble against God. Yet it is in these moments of struggle and even great tragedy that I've seen God work in the hearts of those he has called again and again. Here on the campus of St. Paul's High School in Concordia, Missouri, where Lutheran Bible Translators has our offices, we are mourning the death of two students who drowned in a boating accident on the senior class trip just mere days before they were to graduate. There is a lot of grief and great anguish, as you would expect, but I am amazed to see how this tragedy has resolved and steeled the confidence and faith of the students and others in the goodness of God in the midst of tragic and, to be honest, a very frightening situation. While the world around might say, this is too much, how can your God be a good God? It's almost as if Jesus were to say to the students and community here, do you want to go away as well? They would reply in a resounding voice, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Because what Jesus has been talking about in John 6 and the sections leading up to our section today is that God has made a way that we can be confident in him, that we can be sure that we are his, that we can live lives of hope and without fear in spite of everything we see around us that tells us we have good reason to be afraid. And that way is not in being able to rationalize what is safe and what is good. That way is not in being able to do enough good to make God pleased with us and to desire to love us. That way is in Jesus Christ himself, faith in him and trust that God has called us out of the unbelievable condition of sin and separation from God that we were in and drawn us to himself. And that because of that, we know that come what may, he has made us his own, and though the earth itself give way, we will never be separated from the love of God. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. If you are struggling with something in your life, this is not the time to turn back from God. This is not the time to turn away and to shut him out. The words he speaks to you are spirit and life. You won't be able to grasp it by your flesh, by your reason and analysis alone, but by his spirit he bids you to return, to come back to the only source of comfort, the only source of wisdom, the only source of peace. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Amen.
We thank the Reverend Rich Radowski, Director of International Programs for Lutheran Bible Translators, for today's meditation on God's Word.